Econet's educational component, EcoSchool, is now active in some of the country's institutions of higher learning since its launch earlier this month. The tool essentially enables students to access or buy books virtually through the app using Android-powered mobile phones or tablets. Darlington Mandiwenga, CEO of Econet Services International, says they worked closely with colleges and universities to set up the app.
The schools themselves are a critical pillar to this whole mix. And we have had to engage with the various deans, the librarians. In fact, for us, they have come up with the choice of the titles that we upload on the delivery platform. We had to hear from the librarians what are the books that are required. We had to hear from the professors. We had to hear from the students what are the books that are on demand.
Some, like Nigel Gambanga, editor of TechZim, an information technology news blog, applauds Econet for seizing the opportunity.
Econet managed to take advantage of the observations they made when they launched the pilot earlier this year. There was need for the chat platform because education is a lot about interaction. That is a core element of e-learning and offline learning as well. They've incorporated that. Then there's the Econet Zero incorporation as well. It was good that they considered bundling it with the EcoSchool tablets since it's something that supports or augments whatever vision they have for education.
David Zatsunga, president of the College Lecturers Association of Zimbabwe, also sees EcoSchool as a great leap forward in Zimbabwe's education, given the shortage and high cost of learning materials. Zatsunga says the app puts Zimbabwe students at par with their counterparts around the world who rely on internet for learning.
I think this initiative by Econet will certainly catapult the whole matrix of research and tertiary education to a higher level and a higher level.
While applauding Econet's innovation, however, many question Zimbabwe's ability to fully adopt such technological leaps, given the country's struggles with power shortages, erratic network, and data charges. Mandiwenga acknowledges the concerns and says Econet is working to improve this.
We are doing the best that we can to ensure that 3G network availability at the campus is strong enough to enable the students to access the books, but also this is education on the go. They do not have to be on campus to be able to access the books. It could be in the comfort of their homes, those that are not resident on campus. Accessibility in that regard will be in as far as our 3G network coverage is available.
Mandiwenga adds that his company has greatly contributed to Zimbabwe's internet penetration, which at 47%, one of the highest in Africa, including Nigeria. He says this means EcoSchool offers great potential.
With that penetration, we are saying, what then is this internet being used for? Are people using internet access to add value to either education, to health, and things like that? So we believe that by ensuring that that internet is accessed and used to add value to how the students are studying, I think it is a good thing, which we actually would have liked to do it earlier than now.
Agency Gumbo of the University of Zimbabwe's ZINASU agrees.
I know we have economic challenges in the country. We have social and political issues that we still need to iron out as a nation. But matters to do with technological advancements have to be of great significance to our movement. And we should never try to give excuses whenever there's an opportunity for us to level up with other nations, level up with our counterparts, level up with other students internationally. Because once we are done as students, once we are done as a nation, we are still going to compete at the global level. Where we come from might not necessarily be a necessary consideration when we compete with others at the international level.
David Zatsunga.
The question of capacity will remain an issue that we can always say relate to a work in progress. What I think is important is that it's an important start. And when the program really rolls out, I think every stakeholder will be able to say exactly what it is that needs to be done to make sure that most students are enabled to access this important resource.
Despite the concerns about Zimbabwe's ability to sustain EcoNet's innovation, Manduenga says it's just a matter of time before the Eco School becomes just another way to learn in Zimbabwe.
As more and more of them come on board and they start showing their friends and their colleagues, we are seeing the uptake increasing on a daily basis. And we believe that by the time we are through with this semester, we will have a significant number utilizing it because they will realize how convenient it is.
It is yet to be seen how the launch of Eco School will truly assist the tertiary students in Zimbabwe, and if a launch in the secondary and primary level will be key in assisting the revival of the education sector. But proponents of the product say it is important for Zimbabwe to continue to rebuild while also implementing new and advanced technologies to not be left behind. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo.